because the Antonine Wall ran on the front edge of this. This is the fortlet. Now, the Romans were they were great engineers, of course, and above all, they were very precise about what they wanted to do. They would build a wall, and every 2 miles, approximately our 2 miles, they would build a big fort. And that big fort would house a very substantial number of legionary soldiers. And quite often, they had annexes as well, where they had auxiliary troops from different parts of the empire, specialists in different activities. And also, they would have a civilian settlement, or a vicus, or a vicus, pronounce it how you will, where local people would be drawn into the service of the Romans for the duration of the time they were here. There's lots of disputes and arguments about why the Romans chose to build a wall across central Scotland at all. It was 142 AD that they completed it, all the way from east to west. It was on a stone base, probably stones about that thick, dressed along the outside edges and rubble infilled, about as wide as from here to about here roughly, and the stone base would be continuous, and on top of that they built a 14 foot turf rampart with big pieces of turf, just like the kind you might buy to build, make yourself a lawn. They piled it on the top, and it narrowed as it came to the top, and maybe on the top they also had a kind of breastwork, a wooden thing to that they could peep over the top. But the main defence, other than the barrier, the frontier wall itself, was a great ditch which they built out at the front there. Again, they would leave 14, 15 feet, and then they would dig this great V, 40 foot wide, 15 feet deep, a V-shaped trench, which has almost been lost in this particular topography. It's been filled in. It's been agricultural use has completely lost it. But if you want to see it, you have to go to Callander Park in the front of the house, or better still, to Watling Lodge out at Camlin, because there the ditching is almost perfect. It's almost the way the Romans left it. It's difficult to see here. The Romans built these forts, so the nearest ones to here were Carradon, Inveravon, and then Mumrose, which is Lauriston, and then Falkirk, and then from Falkirk to Roughcastle and Castlekerry. And in between each one, at each mile intervals, they had these things that they sometimes later people called mile castles, but they're really better described as fortlets. And this is one of them here at Kinneil. So we are approximately halfway between what would have been the fort in Inveravon and Carradon. And this is the what has been uncovered of the Kinneil fortlet. They've marked out, of course, this would have enough room in it for between 12 and 20 soldiers. So it's a really small place. It would have a barracks block for them to sleep in. It would have some sort of granary to store food. And other than that, they would just stay here. They must have loved it, you know, coming from the Ponte Vecchio to out here. You say, where are you getting? Oh, I'm going to such and such a place. I'm going to the Rhine. Oh, very nice. Where are you going? I don't know. Kinneil, is it? Where? Yeah. You wouldn't imagine that in the winter this would be much fun at all. But however, what you can see, these posts that are sticking up here, over here, these ones, there was always a road ran through the centre of the fort looked like that. So the walls across there are running that way, and here is a road running through. You can see the gravel's been left on that side, although I have to say, Adrian, it's a wee bit overgrown. In fact, the whole thing's a bit overgrown. I think the Friends need to organise a scissor day, because you can see a little bit of the rampart, the raised area that went all round. You can see all round this, they've left these slabs, all round up to the gate, then from there all the way round the other side, enclosing it, then the walls would rise up at the inside, and these posts here indicate the presence of the buildings inside, one across there and one there.